It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. On Halloween, the familiar characters from the classic George Romero horror film, The Night of the Living Dead, are coming back to life in a new form, Night of the Living Dead, the opera. It opens Halloween night at the Kelly Strayhorn Theater and continues with performances through Sunday. The opera, if you'll pardon the pun, is the brainchild of Stephen Catanzarite, who wrote the opera's libretto after getting the inspiration from who else? A zombie. He joins us now in Studio A. Stephen Catanzarite, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Also with us in studio is Todd Goodman, who wrote the music. Welcome, Todd.
Well, thank you very much.
And musical director Andres Cladera is with us as well. Andres, pleasure to have you. Welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you, Paul. It's a pleasure to be here.
Stephen, where on earth did you get the idea to turn Night of the Living Dead into an opera?
It's an interesting story. Bill Hinesman, who is kind of credited with creating the first modern zombie in film, he was the first cemetery ghoul at the beginning of Night of the Living Dead. He came.
He's the guy we see in the scene where they're, you know,
he kills Johnny, kills the brother at the beginning,
the
right?
Brother of the young lady who becomes the ingenue in the film.
That's right.
And he's teasing her and saying, "They're coming to get you, Barbara."
That's
when
right.
They see this guy who looks like, you know, just sort of a street dude,
right?
But he's more than that.
And he came and got Johnny instead.
Yes,
and Bill saw a project that we did at the Lincoln Park Performing Arts Center where I was managing director. This was in about 2009. And afterwards, he came up to me and introduced himself. And he said, "What do you think about turning Night of the Living Dead into a musical?" And I said, "You mean like a Broadway musical?" He said, "Yeah." And I said, "Gee, Bill, that sounds like a terrible idea." And he got a this look on his face. And I said, "But, you know, it would make a really great contemporary opera." And he looked at me again like he was going to smack my head off of a tombstone, and he said, "I don't know anything about opera." And I said, "Well, I don't really either, but I know a guy." And talked to Todd Goodman, who's the resident composer at Lincoln Park, and I said, "What do you think about this idea of a..." Because Todd and I had talked about contemporary operas like Nixon and China and Death of Klinghoffer. I said, "What do you think about Night of the Living Dead?" He said, "I think it's a great idea, but I don't think the zombies should sing." And that was our first disagreement. And project sort of rolled from there, and 4.5 years later, and here we are.
Here you are. And Todd Goodman, how did you sit down to write the music for this?
Well, first, the process was interesting that Steve had written a giant chunk of the libretto because, once he got this idea, he kind of trucked along with it. And he had shown me the first couple things that he wrote. And the first thing, incidentally, was this first chorus of the undead. And I'm just looking at it going, man, I don't know, singing zombies. And the more I thought about it, the more Steve and I had talked about it, the zombies were sort of this new character that you don't really see become a character in the film. They're just this thing that's there. And where Steve had taken the zombie character was to their own character. This is personification of this thing that happens that you start to actually care for the zombies. And you see, notice that they're not just these things, but they're your brothers and sisters and neighbors and uncles and aunts who are stuck in this stage of limbo. And
I sent Todd a text one day and said, "Zombies are people too."
Yeah.
And that's kind of how.
As long as you mention that, Bill Hinesman, who I guess I never even knew this man's name, but everybody would know the character. Anybody mm-hmm. that's ever seen Night of the Living Dead, and it's a very frightening fellow. It was a stroke of genius how George Romero directed him to do what he does in the film. But there is, of course, an actor behind this. And what was Bill Hinesman? What was he like?
Oh, he was a great guy. He had a great sense of humor. And
he is no longer with us.
He passed about a year and a half ago. His wife and granddaughter will be at the premiere. Jovial, very easy to get along with. He got the part because
so you didn't seriously think he was going to hurt you when you brought up opera.
He was pretty tall. I felt a little threatened. He got the role. He was actually more of a production guy, and he got the role of the cemetery zombie because he had a dark suit and he was tall and thin, and they thought he looked the part. And One of the interesting stories he told us is that he's wrestling with Johnny and he has to somehow kill him. And they couldn't figure out. He's like, kept saying to Romero, George, how am I supposed to kill him? I don't have a lot of strength. And they were hemming and hawing back and forth. And then finally he said, Romero just said, oh, geez, Bill, just kill him. And he said, so that's kind of how zombies started to have more strength. Right. They tend to evolve.
Yes, as they do in the movies that have been made over the years. And, well, as long as we're mentioning that cemetery scene and, you know, where Johnny is teasing his sister, you know, they're coming to get you, Barbara. This is actually in the opera that we're discussing here. So let's listen to a clip from the opera, which takes its inspiration from that scene we've just described in the movie Night of the Living Dead.
He's coming to get you, Barbara.
They didn't move, they just stared at me.
So we know where you get your inspiration for this particular scene. Did you have to take a lot of the scenes, or did you feel it was necessary to take a lot of the scenes in the movie and literally put them into scenes in the opera, or were you able to have a little bit of creative license and maybe add things that weren't necessarily in the movie?
We added some things, but we stuck very close to the film. I sat and watched the film over and over and over again. We purposely stayed away from watching The Walking Dead and some of the other things, because what I wanted to do personally was pay homage to that film. If you grow up in Western Pennsylvania, you not only grow up with that film in a sense, but with the story of how that film was made. You know somebody who knows somebody that was involved, and so in that scene, that is Barbara and Ben telling their stories of to each other.
Yeah, that's actually the scene after the cemetery scene where Barbara's telling Ben what happens and then Ben's telling her what happens. And it's just this constant back and forth of they're both talking, but really no one's listening. And there's a lot of that in this opera, actually. There's a lot of characters that are expressing their feelings and their beliefs, but no one else is paying attention to what they're saying in the house, which is it provides this whole dynamic of the relationship that these characters are having with one another. After watching the film and after reading what I did, going back to Steve and saying, well, this isn't, and the original film isn't about zombies either. They're just zombies there. What the film and what the opera is about is the interactions between these characters in the house and how they deal with adversity and how their true colors shine.
And also the movie was considered by some to be groundbreaking in a sense because the character of Ben, the lead actor in the story, is played by an African-American actor.
Right.
Whom you also use in this opera. And Andres Cladera as the musical director, what kind of work did you have to do with the performers?
I think it's our first full commission of having a full opera being created. We as a company, we do contemporary opera in English. So we have always wanted to commission a work and work with a composer in the process of and the librettist, of course, in the process of creating the entire piece. The character of Ben is a difficult character to cast because there are not that many African-American tenors who are tall and can fulfill the shoes of that specific character.
And what is the name of the gentleman that you...
Michael Daly. He comes to us from San Francisco. He's a fantastic tenor, great singer.
Well, we have an example of his work here. So let's listen to him as Ben in Night of the Living Dead, the opera.
I'm not boxing myself in down there. We'll be safer up here. It's going to be all right. Everything is going to be all right. All right. We'll be all right. All right.
Yep, he's a tenor.
That gives me goosebumps every single time. It's such a beautiful moment in the opera. And Michael is such a powerful performer and an absolutely brilliant musician.
Do you have the feeling, Andres, that this is going to move people in a different way than the movie. I mean, the movie is it's fun and it's scary, but in an operatic form, Night of the Living Dead can be somewhat different. What about your approach in that way?
I think kudos to Todd. I think the incredible element that his music adds to this story is a level of tension that is throughout the entire score, that you really don't get a sense from the movie, but this really underlying tension between these characters. You know, I do want to establish some sort of comparison to something that people relate to in our times now. It's kind of a situation of survivor. You know, you have to, what are these people going to do and how are they going to react with each other? You have situations that, you know, this woman, Helen Cooper, who lets her daughter stabs her repeatedly, and she doesn't stop her. I mean, how do people react against adversity, as Todd was saying?
And the scene in this is there, you know, Ben and Barbara, they're in this house, and yeah. They're trapped eventually with some others as the zombies are, you know,
attacking them.
Yes.
But that overall, his music creates this incredible amount of tension for a long period of time. And then there are scenes like this scene that we just heard with Ben singing to Barbara that they're going to be okay, comes after a very tense moment. And there are these long, tense moments that are released by these very peaceful moments. And it's just an incredible work that he has done.
We're talking about Night of the Living Dead, the opera, here on Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. And joining us in studio is Stephen Catanzarit, who wrote the libretto for the opera, Todd Goodman, who wrote the music, and the musical director, whom you just heard from there, Andres Cladera. And Todd, there are a bunch of Twitter questions for you. You're a popular guy on Twitter, and one question comes from Yvonne and Andrew, who are asking, are there characters that fall in love / get friend-zoned?
Yeah, they're crazy. First of all, yeah, well, I mean, there's this underlying love story that happens that it's not like a full-blown love story. I feel like by the end of this whole story that Ben is slowly starting to fall for Barbara, like not head over heels, but there's this tenderness that, and it's not a romantic fall. I think it's more of like he's becoming engrossed in her. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, and it's like the movie where there's some sexual tension, but there's never any romantic scenes.
No, and you know that happens in the opera too. There's these moments where, you know, Ben's yelling at Barbara to wake up and you know, we got to get working and we got to do all this stuff. But then he walks away and realizes, oh, I have a pair of slippers for her. And he comes back and very gently puts slippers on her feet, which someone who was engrossed in survival mode wouldn't take the time to care for someone's feet. And I think that's a beautiful moment. There's also this beautiful relationship between Tom and Judy, who are a young couple. And there's definitely a love connection there, where, you know, when she runs off and they both get blown up, you know, you feel for that love connection.
Another Twitter question for you, Todd. Who is your favorite character and why? And then they ask if you will sing your favorite line from the opera.
Yeah, I'm not singing, but... Yeah.
Who is your favorite character?
I don't know.
Oh, come on. You know it's Helen.
Yeah,
you love her music.
Yeah, there's one, Helen Cooper, who... I like all the characters, I really do. But Helen Cooper has these moments where... she's a mother first, and then in this house she's secondary. So her main focus is her daughter Karen and the relationship that she has, the little girl down in the basement. And I just love the fact that, and she's the one that doesn't do anything when Karen comes to stab her, because she's such a mom and she's so in love with her daughter that even when her daughter's ready to hurt her, she doesn't react, because
she doesn't stop.
Her daughter is her end-all and be-all.
Stephen Catanzarit, have you had a chance to talk to George Romero about this, or did you consult him at all?
Not really. Bill Hinesman was our connection to George Romero. We did send him some demos, and he was very supportive. Bill would show me the emails, but after Bill passed, we've lost contact. We hope to, you know, to regain it, but Bill Hinesman was really our connection there.
Has anybody said, you know, geez, this is sacrilegious? How can you do this? Have you had any kind of
Not a single person. And actually, the opposite has happened.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, when we were in New York, we had the Center for Contemporary Opera do a workshop production of this, of the first couple scenes in New York. And there were a group of hardcore zombie fans that came. And afterwards, one of the ladies came up to me and said, you know, I hate opera, which I don't know if that's true. But she said, I hate opera, but this was fantastic. We came to see just what you would do with the whole zombie world.
Yeah.
And then they loved it. They absolutely fell in love with it.
I think some of the other things that we'd seen, and for the very reason why I said to Bill Hinesman, this should be an opera and not something campy and kitschy, you know.
Well, in the many operas, there's a lot of violence. There's a lot of tension and of course, tragedy, which there's plenty of that in this story.
Yes, we have all three.
Will we see any of the alum, any of the people from Night of the Living Dead, the movie, at any of the performances? Do you know?
No, I. The only person I know is Bonnie.
Yeah, Bonnie
Hinesman.
Yeah, Bill's wife.
And have you heard anything else from the public that would indicate how they will respond and a level of excitement about the performances coming up this week?
Lots of excitement.
Lots of excitement. A lot of people are really excited to be able to see this piece. And, you know, as a company, we have never had this much interest in ticket sales for an opera. And it's really fantastic to see how people are willing to give it a try. It's really important.
Well, it's Night of the Living Dead, the opera. It is opening Halloween night at the Kelly Strayhorn Theater. It continues with performances through Sunday. And we've been talking with the creators of Night of the Living Dead, the opera. Stephen Catanzarid wrote the libretto here. Also, Todd Goodman, who wrote the music, and musical director Andres Cladera, all with us in Studio A. Thanks for being with us, gentlemen, on Essential Pittsburgh.
Thanks, Paul.
Thanks so much.
And thank you for listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. You can catch the entire show online at WESA.FM or as a podcast in iTunes. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. We'll see you again tomorrow on Essential Pittsburgh.